This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Daily's dirty.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of them old Valentine's Day, one of them old Freaky Fridays, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. If you don't have a significant other or a long-term, you better get out. Now it's 4 o'clock. Maybe you better get out and find you a Valentine, right? Get you, buy you a rose, get some little candies, some little heart candies with the messages on it. Go sit at old watering hole somewhere, at old happy hour somewhere. And hey, some of the best hunting ever, Tyler. Valentine's Day.
Let's throw on some camo.
If she's camo. It doesn't look like trees when you're doing the hunting I'm hunting.
You ain't lying though.
Hey, look. If she's out tonight. And it's a Friday night too, hey fellas. If she's out tonight and she ain't on the hip of a man, she's available.
Yeah.
She's available.
Game face, bro.
Get it together, man. Get your outfit right. And again, you don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money. Just make sure you look in the mirror before you leave the house. Get you some of that go-getter on your neck, whatever kind of cologne you want to wear. And it may not hurt to have you a little pack of them little hard candies in your pocket. Slide one across the bar when you see old cutie, old young tender. And I ain't talking about them Tyler's them Tyler's order at Twin Peaks either. I'm talking about one of them. Hey man, tonight's the night. If you don't have one, it's a Freaky Friday. It's Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, you boys a fan of Valentine's Day?
No,
Tyler. How about you?
I'm kind of indifferent. I do think
you
it's
got a heart on your shirt with somebody in the middle of it. Who is that?
That's
not
Topanga.
Megan, I'm assuming. Who is Topanga?
Topanga Lawrence, man, she was one of my first crushes.
Okay.
Boy Meets World.
You wore that heart on Valentine's Day. That's very good.
Yeah.
I'm like sorry. That. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. I'm pretty much indifferent on it. I mean, I buy my wife, you know, some gifts and show her some love,
sure,
and all that. But
sure.
I
deep
do.
Deep pockets, maroon money. I'm sure you do.
Oh,
you, buy,
yeah.
you buy your wealth. It's a way to happiness. That's cool.
Get lost in them pockets. They're so deep. But I do think that this is a holiday, Valentine's Day, that is absolutely 100% just, it was created for financial gain out there. I 100% buy into that.
Financial gain, like
with the car companies and chocolates and all that, and you know, you got to go and do all this for your lady or your man. Like, I 100% buy into that.
Well, have you done any research? Have you done the due diligence?
Probably at some point, but no, not recently.
That would be a good. I mean, if you have some downtime,
Cheryl.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, Cheryl. That's right. I know you don't, but if you had some downtime, the where did Valentine Day originate?
St. Valentine. He got his head chopped off.
What the hell? That doesn't sound like what I'm interested in.
Well, but there's a difference between like the holiday and then what it becomes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of price gouging. Yeah, you try to go out to eat tonight and it's all these like fixed menus and you have to pay per head and it's like $100 a person to go eat at like TGI Fridays, whatever it is. It's like New Year's Eve, just a bunch of scams out there.
Well, I mean, find you a spot for singles and get you one of them $100 plates and see if you can't score. I'm a fan, and here's why. Let me explain. I know y'all find it hard to believe, but I'm not very good the other 364 days out of the year. Like I've got poor tone. I don't communicate real well. Be honest with you, I get busy. My mind's racing all the time. Not an excuse, it's just a reason. My mind's racing all the time, so I'm not the best at like thinking about and actually executing like random. I love you. Thank you. You're the best. You're like I don't typically do that stuff well. So Valentine's Day gives me a reason, not a reason, but my memory. Obviously, I know it's coming. Let me really express myself. Now I'm still not very good at it, but it gives me a time to really, really bear down and do something special. And you know, I like I do my Christmas shopping. I wait, so I end up spending more money, which is I'm willing to pay for that, right? I understand that Christmas and Valentine's Day is going to cost me $100 more every Christmas, every Valentine's Day for my wife because I wait till the last minute. Kind of like my travel plans. I wait till the last minute. I know it's going to cost me more. I'm willing to eat those expenses rather than worry about something a month in advance. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
That happened to me today. All right. But I'm going to tell you, I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, Luke. And I've always been a guy that with my wife, it's in the evenings, right? Whether it's dinner or, you know, whether one of us is cooking and there's some wine on the back patio and it's, hey, here's what I got you, babe. Here's a car. It's not a first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My 3-year-old woke me up this morning with, Daddy, will you be my Valentine?
Aww.
It sweeter than can be, but I got nothing. Yeah, baby, I'll be your Valentine. I ain't got a teddy bear. I ain't got a rose. I ain't got a card. I ain't got nothing. And I was like, whew, the game just changed for me real quick. I'm going to start preparing the night before so when she comes in, I can present her with something. Now, my wife did tell me, such a beautiful thing. My wife told me before I left, she said, just to let you know, Liv told me she's willing to ask you to be her Valentine again this evening when you get home. I said, hell yeah, baby. Now she's learning who daddy is. But, boy, it's getting more expensive too, boys. I got 3 women in my life. I knew I was going to pay for weddings. I knew I was going to pay for college one day. Damn. Valentine's Day times 3?
See, that's interesting, and there's a discussion there because I'm very... It's an interesting thing to me that, you know, all growing up and even now today, what you just laid out, like there's families that handle Valentine's Day as it's just you and your significant other. Like me and my wife are going to do a little, you know, we'll have dinner tonight and have our night together.
Yeah.
And then there's families, and I don't think there's any right or wrong, but then there's families like I think you're saying where it's like you get your mom something. You get, obviously, I think daughters and stuff is different, but you get your mom, maybe even your mother-in-law. I see that on social media. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've always been just significant other. Now, I may have grabbed my mom something, you know, the first, because her and my pop split up in when I was a sophomore in college. So maybe just that, you know, initially out of the gate, sure. Just, hey. But I tell you what, when you have 2 little girls, man, every opportunity that you get, or I get, this is how I choose to raise them and live. Every chance I get to show them how they should expect to be treated.
Love that.
Is an opportunity that I got to try to capitalize on. Yeah. Right?
Whether it's
like every day we walk into school, it's look both ways. Don't run in the parking lot every day, and it's you're gonna carry your own bag because you're not gonna wait on somebody else to carry your bag. But when we get to the door, every time it's like, hey, ladies first.
Love right? that,
and,
man.
And so, I mean, I want her to understand that that's how
setting that standard.
How she should be treated. And so when it comes to Valentine's Day, I want her to know that she should be. Somebody should be thankful for her. She should be treated like a queen. And I don't know if Valentine's Day is the right day to set that message, but it's more for me. It's more in line with just an opportunity to present to her how she should be treated. So I'm in. Now my little 1-year-old, she's liable to eat this flower I bought. She just go to eating that damn thing. So ain't no telling with that one.
Well, she's grazing.
That's right. That's right. But I tell you what, you know, I talked to you guys about barbershops. Like it blows my mind, Luke. You weren't here. I'll catch you up. And listeners that weren't, like, it blows my mind in the barber world that like, and maybe this way in the salon world too. But like Mondays are days off. like the whole shop's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, wait, like barbershops have like however many barbers you have in the building, that's like 10 separate businesses. Like everybody's really their own business, right? Like why would you shut the entire door? I'm confused. Like if you want to take a day off, take a day off. But like I try to get my hair cut at a couple places that I usually get cut around here, and they're closed on Monday. I'm like, what are we doing here? We just don't want money? We don't want to make money? Okay, cool. Now, I'll get off that soapbox and on to these. I'm about 6 years in Houston, boys, on Valentine's Day with my bride. I don't think I've ever bought a rose in the city of Houston for anybody other than my bride. I don't think. But I'm shocked at how many places you can go in on Valentine's Day and they're fresh out. Got nothing for you. Like, wait a minute. You have nothing? Like, you can't. Like, I understand your little specialty over here that was $44. It's got like a rose and it's got this heart thing out of leaves and whatever. Like, I understand I can't get that. But you mean to tell me I can't get half a dozen roses? Like, nothing? You're just fresh out. It's unbelievable how many places on Valentine's Day run out. Like, if I had a, and I, look, I'm no businessman by no means. That damn sure ain't been in the flyer business, the florist business. But if it were Valentine's Day, I'm going to tell you, we're going to wake up February 15 and we're going to have some roses. we are not going to run out. I'm going to tell you, Luke, you're single, ain't you?
In a relationship, not married.
Okay. If you were just straight up single and you went out this evening and you may have run into one that you may think you want to date or something, you'd be able to stop by my shop and get her. You want some roses? 10 o'clock. I got you, baby. Slide on by.
That's right.
I hit 10 different ones, like literally on Valentine's Day. And I mean, just fresh out. It blows my mind how many aren't. I mean, it's just, and I understand roses don't stay fresh forever, but damn, park a truck out back, refrigerator truck out back, and load them things up on Valentine's Day and promote that you ain't running out. I cannot run out. Show up and get these roses, boys. I'd be lined
Sounds
up.
Sounds like you could be in the floral business.
I'd be
man.
Lined
damn
up.
Good
too.
Idea.
I'd be lined up. Well, I could be in the business. You want me to get on my soapbox and want to call an owner today? I walked in. I said, hey, Pod. I said, I got a wife and two little girls, man. I need some options here. My man looked me dead in the eye and said, if you want it today, man, we ain't got it.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
He's literally talking over three dozen roses on the counter.
What?
And I didn't say anything. I said, okay. So I go to the door and I'm halfway out the door and something caught my eye. So I look back in and I said, hey, Partisi, you don't have like a six, like a dozen roses or half dozen roses or something like in the back. Like you don't have any roses, none.
I love it when you get pissed with these.
I wasn't mad. I was just shocked at this point, right?
No, yeah.
And he literally looks at the one in front of him on a deal and he goes, well, the last two we have is this dozen roses right here. And then there's another dozen over there on that table to your side. And I was like, boom, I take it. he was going to let me walk out.
What are
like,
we doing?
I get in the car. I'm like, yep, see, I should call the boss and be like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on here. But I mean, and let me tell you what. Mess around, buy your roses in the city if you want to. Ooh, they're proud of these things now.
Oh, yeah.
T, take a wild guess, dozen roses. Now, all dressed up in a vase, everything not real nice. Take a guess.
I'm going to go $164.
Oh, no, you that's more than me, $120.
Whew. I was going high because I knew it would be high.
I mean,
I'm
used to the 75, 80, 85 range.
Yeah.
Sub 100, and I can get it done.
I'm CVS prices.
My man said 120. He made me think about it, and I thought, do I want to go to another spot? Nah, I need to get onto the station. Let's get the station. By the way, I need them two and that right there, too. Let's make it happen. So
that's the trick right there. Forget these fancy places. Go to CVS, HEB, right? Go get your flowers there. Their flowers are... They're all going to last 5 days anyways. It doesn't matter.
That's a great point, Luke, because I'm over here buying roses that they're charging me out the wazoo for a one-year-old. Like I said, it's going to eat it.
Yeah.
She's going to put it in the back. No, baby, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Valentine's Day. I'm a fan, man.
Did y'all see what our building's doing down in the lobby? They got a...
Hope they're not giving away roses.
No. No. I would have let you know sooner, and I would have laughed hard. But no, they got a table set up in our building down in the lobby, and it's just got like a full table, like probably, I don't know, 30, 40 Valentine's Day cards that you can snag if you'd forgotten to get one before today.
That's clutch.
Yeah, I thought it was a very, very nice move.
I probably need to run down there in the break because that's the only thing I ain't got yet.
Now, I will tell you, They are fairly generic. Me and Creighton were taking a peek at them last night, and they're pretty generic, but hey, they're there.
I tell you what, I am a generic guy, which everybody can imagine. But no, I am, like, I would prefer it be blank.
Yeah.
I would prefer it be blank so I can write my own.
Yeah.
The one I got for my wife's blank on the inside, but on the front, it's a piece of pizza in the shape of a heart, and it says, I want a pizza that ass.
Now, if you find one with that in there, there's no reason to write, right? I mean, that's yeah. There's a lot of times, like, I just can't. She knows I'm a last second shopper, but when it comes down to, like, the card, if she can tell on the message, like, it's looks like it was from 1960 on the card, and the message is kind of like not real accurate relative to our relationship or her, like, I can't stoop that low, man. Mm. I can be very open about my last minute habits, but I can't just be, like, careless and get a card that suited better for her grandma than her. Like, I draw the line there. So anyway, Valentine's Day, man, I like Valentine's Day. I appreciate Valentine's Day. I don't know how much longer I'm going to do that, having two little girls. So now I got three to work with here, but we're going to have some fun. So hopefully tonight I'm still lives Valentine. Hey, real quick, the Eagles, they're having their Super Bowl parade today.
What's up, Bird Gang?
And I want to take a minute and just tip my cap to Saquon Barkley. As if Saquon Barkley wasn't already unbelievably likable.
I think I know where you're going. This is an amazing move by
him.
Well,
I'm going to start with this before I get to the parade. Did you see about the Tonight Show?
This I did not see, no.
Well, the Tonight Show wanted to bring him on as a guest. And he said, I'm not coming on as a guest unless you let me bring Jalen Hurts and all of my offensive linemen.
Hey, what a move.
So Jalen Hurts and him and all of his offensive linemen, along with clearly a big-time promotion for Bud Light. He bought all of his offense, each one of his offensive linemen, a truckload of Bud Light, by the way.
Saquon!
So that was one, like, that's cool, man. And today, Luke, I don't know if you saw this, but today they are in the parade, and I don't know if Saquon... I don't know if he was off signing. I don't know if he just noticed the guy from the truck. I don't know how he noticed him, but he noticed a guy that is one of the ball boys, which it's a grown-ass man, but one of the ball boys at the stadium in Philly.
Uh-huh. It looked like he was just walking the parade route and happened to glance over and see him on the other side.
So he runs over to this guy and, you know, obviously hugs him and yada, yada. He lifts him up over the barricades, tells him, hey, he's good. And takes old buddy on the parade route.
He said, "You're in this damn parade."
How about that, man? I mean, we live in a world where there's a lot of folks out there. There's a lot of folks out there that think it's bothering a player that just happens to be starting to put a damn phone call into him.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy? And this dude's out there lifting ball boys over the fence. Anyway, Valentine's Day and Saquon Barkley, man, spread the love. Spread the love. All right, y'all, I was thinking about the Super Bowl again here. Speaking of Saquon Barkley, I was thinking about the Super Bowl again, listening to some conversations this morning about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and their inability to get over the hump with Pat Mahomes. And it just got me to thinking about the conversations being had around the Texans. And I'll be honest with you, some of my thoughts around the Texans and just really how accurate are they? And should the conversation around the Texans and anybody that hopes to beat the Chiefs, should that conversation change of how you need to get it done? We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron's out, show's out, Luke Morrow is in. Ron and show are the same person, by the way. Tyler, it's happened again. It's happened again, and damn it, I'm tired.
You ran out of gas.
No, I did not run out of gas. Good. I did not run out. It is interesting, though. My wife is in the electric vehicle, and there's no charger. She's having to charge, and I'm going, hey, see the life. See the life is different, mama. The rodeo. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo did it again.
What'd they do? Doesn't sound good.
I'm walking up and down these hallways out here. And for all the listeners out there, we have sister stations, right? We have four or five sister stations.
Son of a bitch.
They're all music, right? I'm walking up and down these halls, and every single studio except for one that happens to be ours, Luke, you would capitalize. Your timing would be perfect because you would capitalize. Every single one of them have one of them Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo care packages.
Are you crapping on my face right now?
Every single one of them. It happened last year.
Horse.
It pissed me off. I didn't really lean into it because I did the person that told me, like, allowed me to take some pictures of the care package and their name was on the package, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to really go off because it put them on blast. But I'm going to be honest with you, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Ain't nobody in this building been to more Houston Livestock Show and Rodeos. Or let's say they've been to more, probably, because they go to every damn show every night. But longer than I have. I was going to that damn thing when I was 4.
I got to believe that is accurate. This Tyler, is BS, man.
Tyler, there is not... What do you think? Let me ask you this. Do you think there's more country music listeners? Latino music listeners, if I categorize that right?
Mm-hmm.
Or sports fans that go to the rodeo? There ain't but one answer here, Tyler.
Country music listeners.
No, sports. Because we're hitting both of them. I was going to say
they're about those two groups probably have like a crap ton of crossover, like sports fans and country music.
Yes. Listeners. And then your sports fans that don't listen to country, your sports fans that don't listen to Latino. So, I mean, it's like we are the middleman. We're the common thread in all of this. How in the hell do we not have a care package from Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo?
We're 6'10" a stepchild odyssey, man. It's just what it is.
Look at that sitting right there in that damn mix. Hey, look at that.
There for the taking.
That's a big old box, too, man.
That's just ridiculous.
Come on, man. Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, be better. By the way, tune in on every Tuesday and Thursday. We will be giving away Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo tickets. I mean, I expect somebody that hears this, that you either work with the rodeo or somebody or your family members work with the rodeo, this needs to get back to Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I feel disrespected.
That's fair.
I feel some kind of way about this.
And didn't the guys on In the Loop also get Houston Dynamo jerseys today?
Oh, did they?
They sure did.
Right? So, I think you're missing out on all the gifts right now.
That's probably fair. We talk more country music than we do soccer. So
yeah. We're just the 20th, you know, best afternoon sports talk in the entire nation. Why do we need rodeo stuff and Dynamo stuff, you know?
It's no way to get what you want, rodeo. It's no way to get what you want, man. It's no way to give back. All right, y'all, hey, check it out. I was thinking back about the Super Bowl and how obviously the Philadelphia Eagles knocked off the Kansas City Chiefs. And more importantly, I'm listening to conversations this morning, and the conversations are, what did the Eagles shellacking of the Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes tell you about Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen? Should those, you know, did those guys take a hit because the Eagles could get it done and their teams couldn't? Yada, yada, yada. Luke, it got me to thinking, man. Like, I think what this Super Bowl proved is that, do you have to find your quarterback, your franchise quarterback? Sure. Obviously, you got to get that right. Do you have to be able to score points offensively? Sure, you got to be able to move the football and be a competent group on the offensive side of the football. But is the path through the AFC, because we spend, and we do it on this show, we're guilty. It's always about the quarterbacks. It's always about Burrow and Josh and Lamar and Pat, and boy, can those guys get over the hump. And it's always about, like, the opponent across the field from Pat, they get out of their play, they get out of their away from their game plan, out of their identity immediately because they're scared of how quickly the Eagles can score and how dangerous they are and how good they are. Did this Super Bowl teach us something? And if it did, by the way, this is a huge plus for the Texans. Did this Super Bowl tell us that it's pretty, I don't know if it's easy, but the way to get to Andy Reid, and the way to get to Pat Mahomes, and the way to not just squeak by, but like give yourself a chance to skull drag them.
Bundle of Rooski Doo.
Is it less about the quarterback and being this super explosive offense that can keep up with the Chiefs? Is it less about that and more about a defense, particularly a front four that can just wreak havoc on Andy and Pat?
It's an interesting take, because I think you're right. If you go back and you look, Right? Like, the only times Tom Brady lost originally in the Super Bowl were against the Giants, and they were able to get pressure on Brady. Not only pressure, but pressure up the middle on Brady, making it very difficult. And that was how they neutralized, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. Then you look at Patrick Mahomes and his losses, specifically in the Super Bowl. You know, in that COVID Super Bowl, the Buccaneers were all over him. Just saw it with the Eagles in this year's Super Bowl. And in Mahomes' 4 playoff losses in his career, he's been sacked at least 3 times in all 4 of those. So I think you make a really interesting point that nowadays in the NFL, it's become so offensive heavy, so quarterback focused, that that's where we always look, and especially with these Texans and CJ Stroud. But I've always said I still think defense wins Super Bowls, and I still think you have to build from the inside out, that the trenches are most important. And we saw that with the Eagles. They had the best offensive line in the league, and they might have had, based off of the playoffs, maybe the best defensive line in the league. They didn't have Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, no doubt. He's not, I wouldn't put him on the Patrick Mahomes level, but the neutralizer was the battle in the trenches in those 2 lines. And when you look back at solving Brady, solving Mahomes, it always comes back to being able to pressure the quarterback, being able to sack the quarterback, and doing so specifically with the defensive line instead of trying to blitz the quarterback. So I think it's something we certainly lose focus of, but I think it's a really interesting point you bring up that, yeah, that probably is the most important thing to try to beat the top quarterback.
Well, Luke, I think for me, like, we all obviously have known that defenses are important, right? I mean, obviously, and it's good to have a good 4 instead of just edge guys. But I don't know that in my mind I've ever let it click, especially here in Houston. It's always been about, man, in our conversations, my opinions are all like, you're not, with CJ, if you can't protect CJ Stroud, then you're never going to compete with the Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jacksons of the world if you can't protect. And look, that's true. But when I say that, I'm saying it as if it's all on the offense. I don't know that if the Texans are able to make that kind of run, Luke, I don't know that it's not going to look more like the Philly run than the Joe Burrow run of beating Pat Mahomes. Like, I spend so much time thinking, and I'm not knocking CJ Stroud, by the way. I'm not saying that CJ Stroud isn't as good or can't be as good as Jalen Hurts. They're 2 total different quarterbacks. But what I'm saying is I don't know that we're not one closer. But with a defensive-minded head coach that you know is an advantage in a play-calling perspective, I really think they are. Now, they got to retain some guys that were in the D-tackle position. I think they're one, whether it's a draft pick this year, is deep in like game-changing defensive tackles, like at least prospects. So whether he's drafted or it's a free agent or it's a trade, I think this defense is one monster D-lineman away from having a rotation that's as good as any out there as a defensive line. I don't know that that's not the journey to a Super Bowl for the Texans. We spend so much time talking about CJ can take us there. This guy, this offense, this explosive weapons. I don't know that we don't need them to just stay the hell out of the way.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I think you just need a composed quarterback and then a good pass rush. Like Jalen Hurts, if you go back and look in his victories in the playoffs, he only averages about 200 passing yards. But what he does well, I know he had the interception in the Super Bowl, he usually does a great job of taking care of the football. And this year, teams in the playoffs that won the turnover margin won every time except once. It was actually when the Bills lost to the Chiefs, and we could talk about how, you know, questionable of a victory that was for Kansas City to begin with. But that's the only time a team lost the turnover margin and wins. So I think you need a quarterback who takes care of the football, and need a defense that can get after the quarterback. You don't need a quarterback to be the hero like a Burrow or even like Mahomes a couple years ago. Just a composed quarterback who can handle the moment, take care of the football. Because if you go back and look at the Chiefs, for Patrick Mahomes in his career, his defense has forced 22 turnovers in his 20 playoff games. If you look at Lamar Jackson, his defense has not forced a turnover in the playoffs. Josh Allen, I think it's like 5 turnovers forced in the playoffs. Point being, Mahomes gets a lot of help from that defense, and I think a big part of it is the quarterback on the other side, as you alluded to, feels that pressure of facing Mahomes, tries to overcompensate, tries to be too perfect, and when you give a few turnovers, you're sunk against the Chiefs. So if you could get a quarterback, in this case Stroud, who can be composed in the big moments, take care of the football, and then on the flip side, you know, pressure Mahomes up the middle, that seems to be the recipe to actually be able to beat this guy in the playoffs.
Well, I just don't know that it's tit for tat. I don't know if the best thing to do is to try to build your team to go head-to-head with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. I think you may want to counterpunch that. I think that's the lesson out of the Super Bowl. And the good news for us Texans fans is you look at it that way, and you're a lot closer to a Super Bowl than looking at it find an offensive line that can protect and another receiver to go with Nico and hoping that CJ's the year one CJ, not year two CJ. That defense has got a chance to get you there. What's up, T?
Fellas, I'm sorry. I'm just this whole segment been over here stewing on what we started with. This whole this whole Sports Radio 610 and us here on the drive not getting this care package from the Houston Rodeo. While all the other stations get it. And someone on this, you know, the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line.
I growl and bark!
Made a tremendous point. We're giving away freaking rodeo tickets right here on this show every Tuesday and Thursday for the foreseeable future. How the hell do we not get a care package?
That is, you know, that's a great question.
We're doing freaking Houston Rodeo Ticket Tuesdays and Thursdays. Come on, man.
That is a great question. Ah. I expect more. You got to be better. Used to live that show and rodeo. You got to be better, man. That's
bust your mutton.
Sports Radio 610, 24 Greenway Plaza. You know where it's at, man. Come on through. We appreciate it. In fact, you can just copy the address you put on the mother station. It'd be nice. It's all right. Hey, look. I'm gonna tell you what. Micah Parsons. Usually, I try to stay in my lane, but Micah Parsons just needs to shut the hell up, man.
Weak ass Cowboys.
We'll talk a little Cowboys next and explain. You need to shut the hell up and keep this thing moving.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Luke Morrow is in. T Mill, the real deal, is on the ones and twos behind the glass. And I'm gonna be honest with you boys. I typically am not in this lane. I typically kind of just let it ride, especially if it's not happening in Houston. But I've had all I want of Micah Parsons spouting off. it's annoying to me, and I'm not even in Dallas covering a team. I don't care what he does or what he doesn't do or what he says. It's gotten to a point where it's just like shut up already, man. Just go like y'all are the most disappointing franchise probably over the last 10 years, if not more than that. Like
maybe last 30.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to look back to like playoff, but I mean, you just talk about now the collection of talent, winning in the regular season. And then losing. And look, Jerry, it's tongue-in-cheek, you play Jerry. But, like, the reality of it is a lot of this gets pushed back on Jerry. Okay, look, Jerry is a businessman. He's going to sell the Cowboys. He sell them as in sell them on a daily basis to make their value go through the roof, not sell them as in not be the owner any longer. He's going to make a spectacle at training camp and regular practices. And, okay, I get all that. But at some point in time, like the grown-ass men that are leaders on the team have to take accountability and change their ways instead of just always spouting off. Micah Parsons has commented about the head coach situation in ruffled feathers. Micah Parsons is now taking shots at the front office, and they're always like soft, like just little kidney punch shots, if you follow me. It's never just like it's...
Sometimes that's the worst way to go about it.
It's
like a paper cut. It hurts a lot worse than when you scrape your knee, you know?
And then when you become the guy that always does it, it's just like, come on, man. Like, what? I mean, nobody's listening to Micah Parsons. Yeah. Micah Parsons is a great player, don't get me wrong. But nobody, there's nobody in that locker room listening to Micah Parsons. What was it? Who'd you say it was, Luke, a couple years back? One of the safeties that publicly commented about his podcast?
Yeah, Malik Hooker last summer. He said, are you caring about the crowd that's watching your podcast or caring about the success of our team and the Super Bowl we're trying to reach?
Yeah, I mean, so often we just kind of push this stuff to the side and, hey, it's a new era player, new age of player. They're different. Like, I mean, Micah Parsons is constantly running his mouth about something. He talks so much. Like, Micah Parsons talks so much that his words don't mean nothing. There's no way anybody's listening to that dude. We've all been around that guy before, right? Whether he's a leader or not, whether it's sports or not. Like, we've all been around a guy that talks so much. And we even said this, the times that C.J. Stroud has been on with Micah Parsons, and that's the only time that I've ever listened to anything that they do, right? It's just not my thing. I'm not knocking what they do. It's just not my thing. But I am interested in C.J., hearing what C.J. Stroud says.
He's a cowboy.
And C.J. Stroud makes him look silly. I'm just talking about like the ability to verbally spar and to kind of get your thoughts out. And look, I'm not the best communicator out there. I butcher the English language, but just the ability to converse and the ability to kind of verbally spar, like C.J. Stroud makes him look silly. And it's one of those like, ain't nobody listening to that guy. I mean, his own teammates calling him out. It's just one of those where at some point, and to me, this is the bigger problem with the Cowboys, right? You got a bunch of individuals that'll all put the front on as if they want to win and they're team first guys. But the reality of it is, and you can blame it on Jerry and the star if you want to, but the reality of it is it's all about them. It's all about them and it's the look at me factor instead of doing what it takes to win ball games, doing what it takes to rebound from a rough season. It's you know, now he's shooting at the front office talking about, you know, wanting them to be aggressive. And look, I think all of football would rather Jerry be aggressive and the Cowboys be a decent football team so that we can all enjoy watching. I mean, maybe they don't. Maybe Tyler doesn't wish that the Cowboys would be
better. Hell nah.
But, you know, like at the end of the day, I understand, I guess, why a player would be pissed off at the front office for not making a bigger push, not chasing Derrick Henry, not doing more in free agency, but at some point, man, these guys just got to quit running their mouth and just get it, and just put their nose down and grind and let Jerry do his thing, whatever Jerry wants to do, good,
there
bad, or indifferent.
Glory hole.
That guy right there. Let him do whatever. Again, you got Micah Parsons on one hand. You got CeeDee Lamb and Trayvon Diggs that are out shooting videos after Monday night football games. Like, I think Dak Prescott is the only one that's like a legit, like, I think Dak Prescott's a legit leader. But I think it's he's overran by so many other look-at-me selfish players.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
That are allowed to just continue doing their thing, that just, again, spout off at any point in time about anybody in the organization, no matter whose toes they step on, that I don't think Dak has a chance, to be honest with you, Luke.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think you hit it in the nail right on the head when you said earlier about, you know, trying to take advantage of that start. I know your guy Emmett Smith has criticized these guys in the past and said it used to be about what we could do for the brand, and now the modern athlete is what can that Cowboys brand do for you. And for Micah Parsons, not only does he have this podcast, he's also like the head of content for, I think it's Bleacher Report or something. He has like a whole other job in quote-unquote media. And Bill Parcells would always say, like, if you have a plan B, you don't have a plan A. And Parsons is a great player, no doubt. But when you are separating your focus in all these other areas, what sort of message does that send to the locker room or the fan base, especially for a team, as you said, that's been underachieving? If this was LeBron James or Michael Jordan winning championships, it's like, okay, we can't really say much. But when you're the Cowboys underwhelming year after year and you're spending more time, you know, jib-jabbing on a podcast or in meetings with Bleacher Report, whatever he's doing, than just simply focusing on the field, it wears thin.
Luke, it's just not good.
Where's your damn head at, dude?
Right. I mean, it's like I'm going to do a podcast just to do a podcast, and you're, I mean, when you're a player of that caliber, you're going to get eyes and ears. There's no question about it. But like, it's just not a good look, especially when you're underachieving. Not you personally, but when the team that you play for, again, is underachieving, you should be losing sleep about the struggles that the Cowboys have had. And if you want to lose sleep about them not being aggressive in free agency, cool. You shouldn't be spouting off in public about what the organization is doing. Let's keep this thing under wraps as much as we can and focus on winning. I don't have any skin in the game. I don't care one way or another what the Cowboys do. I don't care one way or another what Micah Parsons does. It's just he's talked so much that he's on my radar from an annoyance standpoint.
Absolutely. Well, that's the problem, right? I mean, valor is the better part of discretion. And nowadays, oversaturation is such. The Kelseys, name any celebrity. That's the big issue, is you get annoyed by them because you just see them all the time. And I think Parsons is reaching that point. But, you know, as the cliche goes, loose lips sink ships, something along those lines. There's no good organization out there. Aaron Rodgers complained about this with the Jets. There's no good organization out there where people are leaking information or they're just going on the McAfee show and talking trash about the organization. Yep. What made the Patriots so great was nothing got out of that building. It was like Fort Knox. And if you're the Cowboys, you can't have one of your star players putting out a podcast every week, you know, criticizing the organization. It's just, it's not a good look.
It's useless,
not good leadership.
Noise, Luke. It's useless noise. Like, the thing, here's the thing. I always say, like, what's your end game? Like if Micah Parsons wants to make a point, go in there and tell him, hey, I'm going to take a team-friendly deal, if and only if you get real aggressive in free agency. You don't need to tell the world that. Like,
right.
go tell them that.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And you move the needle. Like screaming to the world about how you want Jerry to be aggressive and doing it publicly, there's he of all people knows that that's not going to move Jerry's needle at all. Jerry
didn't know my schedule.
Jerry ain't going to do a damn thing because a player spouting off in public. Like, it's just the end game to it all. The fact that there is none with a lot of what Micah Parsons says is what I think annoys me more than anything. It's like it's literally just spouting off. Like, there's no end game. It's just spouting off. But anyway, that's at the end of the day, I think Micah just needs to shut up, put your nose down, and go grind. All right, we got the Rockets. The Rockets drop a rough one last night, but there is a silver lining. And before the fans out there talking about silver linings in a loss, stay plugged in. I think you're going to agree with me on this one. I know Luke does. I think Luke does. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, Houston fans. I am so happy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.